Blog Talk Radio.
Them that's not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got it all. While the weak ones fade, empty pockets go. Ever make the grand? Oh no, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere and say, I've got my own.
Love Journey family, good God morning. This is Zakia, your co-host for this morning on the Love Journey, Inc., and I am with the amazing, fabulous Jackie Cradle. Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, my beautiful queen. Thank you, thank you. That was some good stuff right there.
Yeah, starting out with a little Aretha Franklin this morning. God bless a child that's got his own. Woo! Indeed. And you know what, Miss Jackie, we are so blessed and grateful for another day to, you know, when I look around here, I look at all the things I do have. And I'm so thankful. You know, I'm just to wake up with gratitude about what we do have, a bed to sleep in, you know, even though it's a little chilly, I got a little heater to heat me up. We got running water like Aditi was talking about on Monday, food in the fridge. Hey, God bless a child that's got his own. We got our own. How about you? I know you got some gratitude this morning, Miss Jackie.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm always grateful just to wake up and plant my feet firmly on the floor. And I'm able to say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. You know, and yes, I thank you for the warmth. I thank you for the shelter. I thank you for the clothing, the food. Still in my right frame of mind, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. That's just the start. Wait till the rest of the day goes, whoa.
And listen, grateful for the sunshine today. It's just so much to be grateful for. So, and we are certainly grateful to be here another day on the Love Journey, Inc. And we welcome the family to another. This is Thursday, November the 16th, 2017. My, the year is moving right along. We send out our love and positive light to Janine Ann Ingram, who we're sitting in for. What a privilege, Jackie, for us to be sitting in for Lady Love while she's touring. And this will be one of many tours that she's going to be taking around the world in the upcoming year. So thank you, God. So, Jacqueline, I am so glad to have you here, my beautiful queen, to share this experience with me. You know, this time, was it this time last year or the year before that we was doing it, we were doing it around the Christmas time, and we had an amazing time because it was the year before last when we gave Janine that time off and told her to go take care of herself. And we held it down, though.
The Love Journey crew came in and held it down, because that's what we all do. We all come together. Yes, love.
Absolutely. So I'm going to turn it over to you to pray us in, Miss Jackie, and then I think we're going to listen to a little Reverend Ike this morning, something to get our juices flowing. You know, we love Reverend Ike. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Queen.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. If we can all just come together and center ourselves, I'm full of excitement and joy already this morning. I already need to calm myself there so I can get centered and focused. We're going to take in three breaths, and we're going to take it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to breathe in, take deep breaths, go all the way deep down inside of us, down to our diaphragm, and then we're going to allow that breath to come back, and we're going to release that breath. We're going to breathe it deep in and release it. Inhale through our nostrils and release through our mouth. Take that deep breath in. And release in the name of the Father. Inhale in the name of the Son. And release. In the name of the Holy Spirit, inhale. And release. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Good God morning. I love saying that. Good morning, God. We come to you this morning being thankful and being grateful. We thank you for the early morning rise to meet and greet this new, beautiful, blessed day, Father God. A day for which we have not seen before, and we shall never see this day again. Father God, we thank you for everyone who has come to the call this morning. We thank you for their presence this morning, Father God. We pray for them, Father God, so that their day be filled with abundance and prosperity, filled with joy, peace. We thank you, Father God, for everyone who is on this call is an expression of love, an expression of you. So thankful and so grateful, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that come to the call, to the recording call. May they be blessed what we leave behind, Father God. Father God, we ask now in your Son Jesus' name to be forgiven. To be forgiven of all that is not of you, Father God. Whether it be of our thoughts, whether it be the words we have spoken or the deeds that we have done. Whether it be those of the past, present, and future, Father God. Those sins that we are aware of and are not aware of. We ask now in your Son Jesus' name that we be forgiven. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we pray for the family that's on, has gone to Korea. We pray for Janine. We pray for Claudette. We pray for Mama Joy, who was a beautiful representation of you, Father God, an extension of the love journey, Father God, to go to Korea and be that example of peace, that walking embodiment of peace. Look at them and see peace and love and happiness, all the fruit of the Spirit. We are so thankful and so grateful to be in this community of love, of non-judgment, this space of healing, this space of being able to release and let go, no matter how it may come out, however it may flow. There's no judgment here. We can come and be who we truly are. And we are so thankful and so grateful. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for Zakiya as she has showed up each and every day, being ready and able and just being enthusiastic about the way that she's showing up. So thankful and so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Father God, for the way that I am showing up, standing in the fear just the same, saying thankful. Thank you, thank you. We thank you for this day. No other day. We get to create, start anew. We ask now for your leadership, for your guidance. Direct our feet, our path on the journey that we are on. We are so grateful and so thankful to be here. To be here in love, to show love and to give love because we are love, because you created us in love. We thank you for the essence that you have given each and every one of us. And may we go within inside of ourselves and just pull out all the essence of you, Father God, and deposit it into those who are still out seeking. We thank you and we praise you in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Ashe, and so it is.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, Ashe. So it is, and so it shall be. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jackie, for offering that beautiful prayer. We just give God the glory. So before I put Reverend Ike on, did you have something that you wanted to share this morning in the reading, Miss Jackie?
Sure, sure. I can't. I most certainly sure can. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you just fine, darling.
Okay, great, great, great. I'm going to read, I love this devotional by Valerie Love, Soulgasm. And the reading today is message number 290. And today is October the 16th. and it's coming from the lesson 229 of Soulgasm. A Course in Miracles. And if you don't mind, Z, I'm going to take the moment to read how she got this reading from Soulgasm, for Soulgasm for today, which is coming from the Course of Miracle, which is lesson number 229, which says, "Love, which created me, is what I am. I seek my own identity and find it in these words. Love, which created me, is what I am. Now I need to speak no more. Love has prevailed. So still it waited for my coming home, that I will turn away no longer from the holy face of Christ. And what I look upon attests the truth of the identity I sought to lose, but which my Father has kept safe for me." And the reading for today is, "I am creating poetry with my life." A quote from Osha says, "Is there any poetry in your heart? If it is not there, then don't waste time. Help your heart to weave and spin poetry." And Valerie Love continues to write, "A poetic life rhymes, flows, dances. A poetic life naturally springs from a happy heart. If your life be a poem, you are its author. Love, which created me, is what I am." And that is the lesson 229 from A Course in Miracles. And this message came from Reverend Valerie Love. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Woo, woo. Love it. Love it. Love it. Wow. Thank you, Jackie. That was beautiful. And, you know, Reverend Val is just such a phenomenal I don't even know what to call her. She's just such a phenomenal being of light and love. And, you know, when she wrote this Soulgasm, she has such beautiful, beautiful messages here. Your poetry is your life. Yes. And, you know, we're going to be opening up the line later on after we hear from Reverend Ike. And, you know, for anyone, this is Tell Your Truth Out Loud Thursday. So, we know we have people here on the love journey that are creating poetry with their life. Wow, I love that. Is there any poetry in your heart? Ooh! So, family, get ready if you want to share. How are you making poetry your life? Is your life flowing and dancing? Are you living life naturally from a happy heart? Let your life be a poem. So we're going to open up the lines later, so be prepared for that. And Jackie, I know you're going to have some good stuff to share. And for right now, we're going to hear what Reverend Ike has to say. He is talking this morning about do not be afraid to ask for what you want.
I have an old cliche that I say all the time, everywhere I go, and it's this: good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Let's hear it. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Let's hear it again. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Why do I say that? Because I want my mind to keep hearing that. And then it begins to demonstrate that back to you. You see, it's not only a matter of what the world says to you, it's a matter of what do I say to myself about myself. That's a good question to write down. Repeat it after me. What do I say to myself about myself? That's very important. You need to write that down, and you need to go over these questions in the privacy of your own home, of your own mind. You got to constantly be about the Father's business. All right. Now I want to say something about prosperity in terms of definition. Turn now quickly to page 37 Page 37? Well, now looks like I'll have to read it for you again. Until you get out to the break. Let me hear you say prosperity.
Prosperity.
Doesn't it sound lovely?
Yeah.
I mean, the very word, I love it. Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Now, on page 37, and before I read this, let me give you my definition of prosperity. And all of these definitions are inclusive. To me, prosperity is total well-being. Prosperity is total well-being. Say that.
Prosperity is total well-being.
Say it again.
Prosperity is total
well-being. In some of the TV and press interviews that I did over the past couple of days. Boy, I didn't know that the press would catch up with me and the media would catch up with me like this. Did you see that front page, first page today? Interesting. Well, go ahead and clap then. Don't patty cake. Go ahead and do it. But the media kept asking me, was all of this greed? Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it is positive greed. Some people ask the question from time to time, Reverend Ike, is it right for some people to have so much while others have so little?
Yeah.
I said, well, that's your choice. Don't criticize me for what I choose. I choose to be abundant. And, you know, they used to say to me, well, why do you have so many Rolls Royces? I said, well, they're making them. Somebody's got to have them. Maybe one of the reasons I have so many is because you didn't choose to have one. But even so, you know, whatever we choose, the universe will produce. So everybody is under the verdict of his own choice. And so I don't see it as greed, but I will put in this disclaimer, and I said this as they interviewed me out there, I think it was Channel 9. When it comes to material money and material things, we do not serve these things. These things serve me or us. And as long as you can keep that balance, it is just fine. You see, money is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. And you see, and I'm striking a chord with some of you that can't quite handle money yet. You said, uh-huh, that's what I always thought. Do you know why it is a lot of people have problems with money? A lot of people are afraid of money. Write that question on your notes for you to deal with. Am I afraid of money? I want you to examine yourself, y'all, because some of you are. But we're going to cast out that demon of fear of money before we leave here tonight. I tell about this almost every time I do a seminar. In Boston, many years ago, when I was a more flamboyant evangelist doing... doing the healing and blessing meetings, a 75-year-old lady, Pentecostal pastor evangelist, came to my meeting one Sunday night. This dear lady, minister, was really afraid to even pray for what she wanted. She was afraid it would come between her and God. But that one daring moment, I helped her to break loose. And she said, I really want my own house. She gave the money, went home, went to bed. Before she got out of bed the next morning, the head of the trustee board called her. They called her mother and said to her, Mother, there's a new housing development in the suburbs here. Beautiful houses. And I and the trustees had an informal meeting and we were talking to the members and we have decided that we're going to buy you a brand new house in that new development. And we want you to get up. We're going to come and get you and take you out there and let you pick the one that you want. Before sundown that very day, the next day after the night when she risked praying for what she wanted, after many years of suffering without it, before the sun went down, she had her own house and invited me out there. I used to go out to see her when I was stationed in Boston back in the 60s. And I remember the first time I went out to visit and to have dinner with her in a new house. When we drove up, there was a brand new Buick Electra 225 sitting up in the driveway. And you know how I can be. I walked in and I started teasing. I walked over and I kissed her and I said, "Mother," I said, "are you enjoying this beautiful house? Is this beautiful house coming between you and God?" She said, "No, son. I can serve God a lot better in my own house." You know, people say to me, "Reverend Ike, all the stuff that you've got, does it come between you and God?" I said, "No, do you realize how well you can praise God sitting in the back of a Rolls Royce Phantom 5? I sit in the back of one of those Phantom 5s going down the road just praising God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Well, anyway, let's go back to the lady pastor's house. I said, "Mother, I saw a brand new Buick 225 sitting in a driveway out there." I says, "Whose is that?" She said, "Well, son, when you taught me how to ask for the house..." And I saw how fast that worked and that didn't come between me and God. I said, "Well, God, while you're giving me the house, it's got a carport. Give me something to put under it."
God, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, what a question, family. What a question. Am I afraid of money? So, Miss Jackie, what you think about that?
Woo. Well, that was a question. Am I afraid of money? And coming from a place of where I thought was lack and limitation, I did not, yes, I had to be honest and say that, yes, I was afraid of money. I've come to learn that money is my friend, and I can call on money when I need money to come to me, and that I'm not afraid of money like I used to be, because I didn't know that there was a difference in spending money and circulating money. And now I look at the way money is being circulated. I know the other day I looked at how $10 got circulated. I looked at it went from one hand to another, and it came back $20. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. 10 left and 20 came back.
That's what I'm talking about. And ask for what you want. You know what came up for me when he was telling that story is, okay, so she asked that day. She got what she wanted the next day. But how long had she been really holding it in her heart that she wanted a home? She may not have spoken it out loud, but, I mean, God is inside of her, so God already knew what she was wanting. You know, she had kept that inside her heart, and then she finally was able to bring it out, and bam, a lamb. isn't that just how it works? You know, you have something, you've got a thought. You start off with a thought of an idea, something that you desire. And sometimes that fear does come up, you know, should I ask? You know, because Jack, when we were growing up, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, we were taught that you can't ask God for things. Don't be selfish and ask God for anything. You just thank him, you know, get on your knees and just thank God, which is wonderful. I mean, absolutely, start with gratitude. But I was always taught that you don't ask God. So, you know, sometimes I might be sick, and I used to have really, you know, when I was growing up, I was scared to ask God to help me to feel better. Don't ask God. You know, if I'm going to get a good grade in school, can't ask God or can't ask for anything. You know, and then growing up, you know, for things, I wanted stuff for Christmas, you know. But I felt like I couldn't ask because that would be selfish. You know, you could pray for other people, but, you know, don't ask for anything for yourself. And I love what he said is, you know how good you can pray. What did he say? How good it is that I can pray in the road when I'm riding in my Rolls Royce. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I can serve God better when I'm in my own home. So, you know, when we think about the things that we desire, because we know desires of the Father already placed it in us, you know, then we get past all of that fear of asking about anything. I don't know if I can say I've ever been afraid of money. I don't think I've ever been afraid of it. I just, I think maybe the fear was, if I get it, will I lose it? I think that may have been a part of my fear. You know, am I going to be able to hold on to it? So if I don't, or what, you know, because I love this, I love to circulate. I was going to say spend, because I love to circulate. And, you know, when it gets here, you know, is it going to go? And because I had the thought and because I had that feeling, guess what? That was my experience. So, yeah.
My dad used to say to me, "Don't let those dead presidents tear a hole in your pockets. They can't do those presidents can't do no more than what you allow it to do." I'm like, "Huh?" You know, that's old folks of wisdom. You know, don't let those dead presidents burn a hole in your pocket. You know, because see, being lack and limited, you know, some people is afraid to let their money go into the bank. Because they feel they're gonna do something to them. And that's how my dad was. He didn't. I mean, he had money in the bank, but you know, if he couldn't have access to his money when he wanted, and he couldn't get what he wanted when he wanted, Mr. Crater, he's pulling his stuff out. No, Mr. Crater, hold still. Wait a minute. Let's work this out. Hey, I want mine now. You know, so you know, don't let those dead presidents burn a hole in your pocket. You have control of that right there. They don't have no control of what's going on in your pocket. I'm like, okay, Dad, that means don't spend my money. I want to spend. I want to let it go. But, you know, and I was also taught that we was not allowed to question God. We was not allowed to ask questions. But I didn't understand that if I could go to my earthly father and ask of him, that means I can't go to my heavenly father. I can go to my earthly father and ask of this, but I can't go to my heavenly father and ask of my heavenly father not to question him. I can't ask why or whatever. How are you supposed to have a relationship? What kind of relationship is that? It's like almost like a one-sided relationship. God can't conversate with me if I can't conversate to him and ask him a question. And it's okay to ask why. I want to know why. Can you please tell me why? Because I need to know. And it's okay. It's okay. That's how you have a relationship, by communicating.
You know, when Neil Donald Walsh came out with the book, Conversations with God, I think that touched a special place in me because I guess I really had never thought about conversations with God. You know, it's like, okay, I'm speaking, and most of the time I wasn't listening, you know, because I didn't really, you know, get privy to meditation and how to really hear God. So I would be speaking all the time, but I love that communication with God. And, you know, we communicate, period, because of what we think, how mm-hmm. we feel. You know, one of the mm-hmm. things that Reverend Ike says is, what do I say about myself? That's a conversation mm-hmm. with God. Mm-hmm. You know, if I, what am I criticizing myself? If that's a conversation with God. Am I mm-hmm. choosing? You know, I love, love, love. Whatever we choose, the universe will produce.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we choose, the universe will produce. So if I'm choosing a thought and I'm constantly focusing on that thought, that particular thing is going to show up in my experience. That's conversations with God. You know, whatever you think about, you bring about, that's conversations with God. And so, you know, I just keep saying to myself, and this is just for me, Z, watch what you think, baby girl. You just might get it. When I say watch what you pray for, because you just might get it. Well, if every thought is a prayer, hello.
Amen.
So, but you know what, in a way, I'm thinking what your daddy, his wisdom was, don't let them Benjamins burn a hole in your pocket. To me, that meant circulate. I don't want to hold it in my pocket. I want to circulate it. So, you know, it could keep going around and blessing somebody and keep coming back. Jackie, it's a little past 7:30, so I want to open up the lines for the family to come in, and anybody that may want to speak on this topic. Are you afraid of money? Have you ever been afraid of money? What are your thoughts? What do you say about yourself? Are you criticizing yourself? Are you loving yourself? Are you choosing what you want the universe to produce? And anything else, this is Tell Your Truth Out Loud Thursday, so if you have something that you want to share, are you living an abundant life? Are you experiencing that wonderful, amazing, prosperous, healthy, wealthy life that you desire and that you deserve? Come and share it with us here, whatever is on your mind. So, while we're waiting for the family to chime in, Jackie, what I wanted to, you know, one of the things that we were talking about yesterday, when we were having our after conversation with Wanda D, was that having something and not feeling good enough to share it. You know, feeling, you know, those feelings that we get. So this is my Tell My Truth Out Loud. So I was, you know, I was talking about how I had gone through the process of writing my book. And I had a specific purpose for writing my book. But I also, you know, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to have a book. I don't know why I was in, you know, God placed it in my heart to do that, but ever since I was, you know, a young person, I thought about being an author. I thought about writing a book, and I didn't know what it was going to be about, but anyway, so I get to this stage in my life, and I write the book, and I tell the story about my journey, and even though the purpose that I had designed for it, which was to leave a legacy for my descendants that would come behind me, I still wanted to have something that other people would experience and would, you know, find inspiration in and all of that. And so I write the book. I had wonderful support and help and encouragement. My editor, Deborah M. Ricks, and of course Janine, and Reverend Val and so many people always just encouraging me to write the book. Okay, got the book written. So then I start dealing with this whole idea of how to get it out, how to market it, what am I supposed to do? And that is where I stopped. I just stopped. It was something that's still in me that still says, ain't good enough for nobody to read this. Yeah, your friends are good. You know, you really, yeah. So this whole conversation, you know, so I go back to what Reverend Ike said. What is it that I say about myself? What is the language that I am still choosing to say about myself? Can I really truly believe that I could be a number one international best-selling author? And, you know, I've spoken it many times. I have it up on my vision boards. But I'm telling you, that self-talk, whoop, that'll keep you down in the bottomless pit. And so we were talking yesterday, and, you know, Wanda said, you know, when we get to the point where we don't care about what other people think, that ain't none of your business what other people think. Just know who you are and that your gift is given to you by God. The gift that you came here to share, the purpose that you were created for. Because you know what? It could be 10 people that might read the book and may not, you know, receive anything from it, but it could be one person whose life it may touch. You know, and you were talking yesterday about, you know, you have so much to share, but you didn't want to write yours in a book. But when you speak, yeah, I'm putting you out there. But when you speak, you have so much that someone is receiving. You know, when you share something about yourself or something about your journey, you never know how it's going to touch somebody's life. And so I believe that that's why we are given a voice. You know, some of us use our voices in the written word. Some of us use it, you know, Wanda, she's a motivational speaker, so she travels and she goes all around. Janine, she's traveling all over the world. She's got this platform. You know, Carla, she does hers through her acting and through her ministry, Destination Manifestation. So we all have something, some type of way of sharing our gifts and talents that will touch the hearts and the minds of others. So I just say to you, Zakiya, I'm speaking to myself, just do it. Just go ahead and share your book. Talk about Jamaica, a memoir of miracles, manifestations, love. Share it with somebody. Give it as a gift. Help promote myself. You know, that's another thing. I feel like, you know, it's selfish. Oh, I can't promote myself. You know, that looks so selfish. Well, hello, if you ain't going to do it, who going to do it, boo-boo? You know, remember, I ain't going to have no problem promoting himself. He said the news people came to him and talking to him about why he got all this and why he got all that. Well, because he chose to have it. And he's got all these rebel voices because maybe you didn't choose to do that. But he was never, ever, ever one to say anything about, I'm standing in my power. So I'm standing in my power, and I'm going to make it my business to share more about my book. I'm going to make it my business to share more. And I want to thank you, Jackie, because I remember when you told me we were in Jamaica, and you tell that story, Jackie. You tell that story because I can't tell it like you tell it.
Why? What do you mean? You want me to tell a story?
about how you wrote a beautiful book about your life experience and how you had the book published and how we went to Jamaica and you didn't even bring a copy for yourself. You bought your mom's copy. And the people that you wrote about in the book that's in Jamaica, and you sharing your book with them in Jamaica, and you telling them, oh, you really need to read the book, but you didn't bring no books with you for them to read. You talking about that story? I'm not for sure what story you talking about. What story are you talking about? You know, you tell you encourage people. And you talk about when I was reading your book while we was in Jamaica, and the people who came in from England was there. And I was promoting your book to them, and they was excited, and they was ready to purchase your book if you had the book there with you. You talking about that story? I'm not for sure which story you're talking about.
Okay. Got you. I got you, boo-boo. You stepping all over them toes. Yes, that's the story. That is the story.
I'm happy to share that story. Because I love you.
My God, I'm telling you, I thought about that so much, and I was like, Zakiya, what in the world would possess you? What would possess me to do that? And I just know, you know, it's still fear. It's still, I'm not good enough. It's still, oh, what if, you know, I don't know. But anyway, when you, and it's like the spirit just kind of really brought that out that day that we were sitting out there. Because when that sister, her eyes just popped up and said, oh, you have a book? Let me see. And how do I get a copy? I'm like, oh, well, you have to go to my website. And, you know, whether she will or not, but if I had had the book right there, I would have said, hey, here it is. Mm-hmm. This is how much it costs. You know, and I don't know. So anyway, good lesson. Good lesson. And I want to thank you for helping me to see that. And I just want you to know, Miss Jackie, I do have some books that I carry around in my car as a result of that experience. Because I'm not going to have that happen to me again. I'm not going to have that happen. So thank you for the lesson and thank you for the blessing. And, you know, I just moving past, you know, just moving past it. So I keep saying I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. How can I do any of that if I don't have something that I'm promoting or bringing forth to be a blessing and circulate. So somebody buy the book, they circulate the money and keeps going around and keeps going around. So anyway, that's my truth out loud, Miss Jackie. What you got going on, sister? Share. And family, please know that the lines are open, presser number one, if you want to come in and share your truth out loud.
Yes, family, please do come in and share your truth out loud. We would love to hear from you, whether it be your truth, your testimony, your words of encouragement, if you want to, you know, offer up a prayer, if you have some poetry you would like to read or whatever it is that Spirit is laying on you for this moment, please come in and join us. We really, really, really would love to hear from you as we close out this week. Okay, Z, here's my truth. Okay, family, here's my truth. As I said yesterday, each and every day I'm waking up saying that I commit to a better day of life. And today I am committed to a better day of life, and I'm speaking my truth out loud for today. And for me, my truth is this week since been here on the love journey has been awesome, but it has also been something else for me. And it's not like I haven't sat in before, but for some reason, every morning, I have to be honest and say that prayer is not my strong, it's not, I don't feel to be my strong area. And so I kept trying to find someone else to come in the morning time to do the prayer. I asked Z, can this person or that person? And when I did inquire for one person, that person said, not today. And that had to make, I had to stand up even more. And because I wanted someone else to do what I felt that I could not do. I felt that person could do it far more better than me. And so I stressed myself out with it this week with that. So please know, I'm just speaking my truth. I'm being honest with you. This has been a beautiful experience. I am truly thankful and grateful for the opportunity. And so I had to look at it like that. I had to look at it as an opportunity. So when things come up that we don't want to do, we have to look at it as an opportunity to stand up and to go forward anyway, no matter how you feel. And, you know, yeah, and it's just a few minutes that I just had to go through this for a few minutes. And once I get through it, I'm fine. But it's just that I have to do something that I'm not comfortable with. Because, see, I'm thinking about these words, you know, these and the time. You know, I cannot do a 20-minute prayer with all these beautiful, extravagant, lovely words. I just had to show up as me. And as me is only 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and with just everyday simple words, then, hey, I gave you what I have. And if you were blessed with it, thankful and grateful, I give thanks and praise to God. You know, I'm just speaking my truth. My truth is I do desire to be a motivational speaker. I said it out loud to the whole family. But again, that chatter that goes in your ears, you know, what words are you going to say that those people want to hear? Who is you to be standing up there with your life all messed up, all jacked up? Who is you to encourage and uplift and inspire? You ain't got it together, girl. Get it together and then do it. Okay. My truth is, I am more than enough. I am good enough. And the words that I speak are coming from my heart. So if you hear the words that's coming from me, they're coming from my heart, and you feel it, I'm touching you with my words. And if I reach you, that's beautiful. I thank you because you'd be encouraging me and uplifting me. In my church community, I am a worship leader, and I get chatter from them as well. She's praying too long. Why don't she sit down? So I have to be encouraged and uplift when, you know, when I'm in that setting, because they're not used to being encouraged and being uplifted and being inspired. See, they're used to that little one-minute thing where, you know, they're not sitting there with God. They're not listening to what God is saying through their daughter, through his daughter. They don't realize how I'm praying for them. They don't realize how I'm praying for them to be encouraged, to be uplifted for their souls. But see, I kept going. I had to keep praying. I had to keep doing it anyway, even hearing the chatter. But guess what they're saying to me now? Sister Jackie, can you pray for me? Sister Jackie, can we hear a word from you today? Sister Jackie, can you encourage our hearts today? So I had to keep going on just the same, listening to that chatter. Why don't she sit down? She's taking too long. But now they're coming to me, and they're asking me to pray, and they're asking me to share a word. What's the word today, sister? So no matter what it looks like, no matter what, we got to keep going on. When you don't want to go on and you keep hearing those chatter, that's okay. That's okay. Take those chatters and flip those chatters around. So that's what I had to do in the church setting. I wanted to walk away. I wanted to leave because I got tired of hearing it. I got tired of hearing how we this and we that. I kept hearing all this negative stuff. And I said, I will not listen to that. I will not speak it. I will only speak prosperity and abundance.
because that is the God that I serve, a God of prosperity and abundance and of love. So this is my truth out loud today. And today, as I said yesterday, I wake up now and I commit myself to a better day. And my affirmation for today, as Reverend Ike had spoke this morning, I am I am good health, I am prosperity, and I am money. Woo, that's who I am. I am in good health, I am in good wealth, I am in good everything is good today. So family, come on in. Open those, press the number button once so that you can come into the queue so that we can hear from you. How are you inspired? How are you uplifted? What's your testimony today? What is your truth out loud today? We're not here to judge. It's okay. We just want to hear from you. What are you doing today? I'm Complete Z.
Woo-hoo, Miss Motivational Speaker, Jackie Crail, girl, I can see you walking out on the stage, thousands of people in the audience, standing on their feet, clapping, woo, what's the word you got for us today? Oh my God, I love it, I love having that vision of you, and I'm telling you, Jackie, you are a motivational speaker. You are all that. You are an encourager. You know, that's what I love, love. That's one of the things that I just absolutely adore about you, because you can bring a person to feel good about themselves just by the words that you share with them. You help uplift others. You know, there's in the church, and this was years ago, I think I was attending Bethel AME, and they would have different gifts. And one of the gifts was the gift of encouragement. You absolutely have that gift. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many times you've encouraged me through the things that I've gone through. And I remember you sharing about your church when we were in Jamaica and how you're the worship leader. And how, you know, at first people were talking about your praying too long, and yet they still said, can you pray for me? Because it is what's coming from your heart. And when you get, and when you're in your heart space, you ain't worried about how long somebody's praying, because you're in your heart. There is nothing, there is no time. There is no time and space when you're in your heart. And that's what I love. I'm so happy whoever you said, they said, oh, I know. When they said, no, can't do it that day. Uh-oh. Jackie got to stand up. And you kept saying, well, maybe they can do it next week. Nah, I think you can do it just fine. And you have absolutely blessed us over these past few days here on the Love Journey. With your prayers, if there's anybody out there who wants to give an amen and a hallelujah to Miss Jackie and how she has been a blessing to us through her prayers, please press the number one and come on in. So, Jackie, while we are waiting for the family, thank you so much for sharing your truth out loud. And I want you to just keep that vision of yourself as a motivational speaker. And it may, you know, it could be thousands of people. You could just do what you do with the children. I love that you work with the children, Jackie, because they are our future. When you can start planting that seed in them and motivating them and encouraging them to be who they are, doing their mirror work and doing all the things that you have learned how to do to bring yourself up, you know, maybe that's God's place for you. Maybe that's what you're supposed to be. I don't know. That's something that you know, you and the Father have to work out the ins and outs of it. But the fact that you already know that's your gift. That's your gift, baby girl. So you just stand in your motivational queen, Jackie. And I'm going to share a little bit of Inside Job by Reverend Ike while we wait for the family to come in.
Disney, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
And this is why God wants you to prosper and to be in health, to be in total well-being, even as your soul prospers. Let's talk about that statement for a moment. As your soul prospers, even as your inner man prospers. This tells us something, that prosperity is an inside job. I wish I had that tape here by Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike did a talk on that subject. Prosperity is an inside job, and this is what this tells us. In order for your life, your affairs to prosper, your soul or your inner man must prosper. Say with me again, prosperity is an inside job. So we're here talking about prosperity because we want to experience more and more prosperity. So then we realize that this is an inside job that we've got to do. You see, too many times we think that prosperity and success are outside jobs. And we sometimes work on the outer so hard. Don't worry. Come right back. And remember what? Prosperity is an inside job. The soul must prosper. Right back to the words of Jesus, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right action, and then all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, your mind must prosper before your behind can prosper. That's the way I talk in New York. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. But too many times you see people are so busy they work the behind to death. Two and three jobs, and yet they're still two steps behind the bill collector. First, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the mind, and its right action. And then all things shall be added unto you. Yes? Physical good health is even an inside job. All the good that I desire is an inside job. Say that. All the good that I desire is an inside job. And that's why we need to go to meetings and seminars and workshops like this. That's why we need to buy these books. That's why we need to buy these tapes. Because they help us to do our inside work. Many times I jog with the cassettes playing into my ear through an earphone. I got up early this morning and turned on one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Last thing last night, I listened to one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Sometimes I ride right up to the meetings listening to the tapes. Why? I'm working on my inner man, working on the soul. So start working on the inside and knowing that whatever kind of good that you want, it's an inside job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get busy working, there are a number of ways that you can work on the inner man. We work on the inner man by affirmation, such as we've been doing all day long, by saying the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. Because what you say is what you get. Not just out of the mouth, it must be said where? From the heart. You must say it until your very heart, your very mind, your very feeling nature begins to say it. Visualization is another great technique for working on the inner man, because it can be also said, what you see is what you get. Say that. What you see is what you get. So write down this question for self-interrogation. How do I see myself? Now, you've got to deal with that. In the first session, we gave you two more questions that were similar to that. What do I think about myself and how do I feel about myself? Now, deal with it from the point of how do I see myself? Say that. And here's another twist to the same question. What do I see myself being, doing, and having? Let's have it. You've got to really deal with that. And then immediately begin to see and to think and to feel yourself being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And get that inner man, that inner vision, that inner feeling, that inner mind in tune and working and prepared. Let your soul prosper. Let the inner man prosper. I want to quote from Reverend Ike again. I don't know why I'm always quoting that Reverend Ike. But he says this. If you want something, first get it in your mind. If you want something, first get it in your mind.
If you want something, first get it in your mind. Wow. 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 I'm up there writing. I realize it's going off. If you want something, first get it in your mind. Miss Jackie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Wow. So that was some good stuff right there. That was some good stuff. Okay, so what did Reverend Ike say? Prosperity is a what? It's an inside job. Prosperity. And all the things that you said in your affirmation. I have health. I have wealth. I have love. I have happiness. I have joy. I am that. I am that. I am health. I am wealth. I am prosperity. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. I love it. I love it. I love him so much. Oh, my gosh. All the good that I desire is an inside job. It's right inside of me. So just like you were just talking about, you know, you wanting to be, your desire to be a motivational speaker. That's already in you, baby. It's already there. My desire to be a successful author, it's already in me. Whatever good you want is an inside job. So when I think about all of the people that are living their life like it's golden, that are doing the things that they love to do, that they wake up feeling joyful and happy about. When I think about Janine being over in Korea with Mama Joy and Claudette and being around hundreds and thousands of people and sharing their gift, that's an inside job. That's living from the inside out. And that is alchemy, living from the inside out. Reverend Ike also told us, gave us some of our tools to use our affirmations and our visualizations to see in our mind's eye what it is that we desire. That's why I love vision boards. And I know everybody's kind of got a different spin on vision boards today. I know Janine's going to be coming up with something, a new way of taking the vision off the board and applying it into our life. But let me just say, I was completing a vision board yesterday, and it was just so beautiful and fun and amazing for me just to sit there and let the little girl come out and me cutting and pasting and going through and finding the right words to put on the paper and feeling what it would be like to have the experience that I'm creating. What you see is what you get. And how about this one, Jackie? How do I see myself? All right, so with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Queen.
No. That was a question, baby. Hold up. You didn't answer your question that you just asked.
How do I see myself?
Yes. I love you.
I love you. I do. Listen, how do I see myself? I see myself as a renowned travel and retreat business that takes women on journeys throughout the world in a mission of self-love and self-care. And I see myself having this experience and providing this service of love. Because I know that there are women out there who just say, God, I just want to get away. I need some time for me. I need some time for my children. I need some time from the job. I need some time from my beloved. I just want to do me. And they may be looking, where can I go? What can I do? I really don't know where to go. Maybe I just have a weekend to be free. Maybe I got a whole week. Where do I go? I want to be the one that when they go on their computer and press, where can I go on a retreat, bam, Z's Travel and Retreat LLC shows up. And they see pictures and go through the whole program, how to get in contact with me. So that's one of the ways I see myself.
Oh, beautiful.
See myself. Okay. Can you catch the vision with me, Miss Jackie?
I always catch the vision with you when you speak, because you can make things more than what it is. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I ain't gonna tell the family how beautiful you can make the word, how beautiful you can make things sound. Because you absolutely did it that day. And I was like, wow, she even made that sound good.
Jackie's talking about, when we were talking about Agni Hotra, and I was talking, and she said, girl, you can make even poop smell sound good. Because when you do Agni Hotra, you use cow dung for the ritual, and it's such a beautiful and amazing ritual where you burn the cow dung. Woo! Oh my gosh! And it's just burning in the fire, and you light it up, and you create an atmosphere and healing the environment, and bringing forth peace and harmony through a chant. Oh, it's an experience that you have to experience, Jackie. And I'm trust me, we will be doing that one, because I'm gonna make that a part of my retreats, because I love doing that. I had that as a part of my first retreat, and it was such a blessing. And to add to that vision, I'm having a beautiful and amazing retreat place nestled in the mountains of Jamaica, a place where people can come. Now, this will be for everyone. This will be for couples to come on couples retreats. And we're going to have some sexual health and wellness retreats up in my place in Jamaica. It's going to be, we'll have all kind of workshops and silent retreats, and oh my gosh. So people just traveling all over the world to Jamaica because they want to come to To my retreat place, to our retreat place. I'm going to say our because I see myself having a place with other women as a collaborative effort, that together we are providing this beautiful sacred space. And it could start in Jamaica, and we could have many of them throughout the world. It don't have to be just one place. But my vision is to start it right there on the beautiful island of one love. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
So
delicious,
that's
delicious.
That's part of how I see myself beautiful. And how about you, Miss Jackie? What visualization do you have of yourself?
Well, I will be honest with you. You were speaking about the vision board. And for me, thing that is hard for me is, and as simple as it is, for me about the vision board is I have to be able to see myself in the vision, you know, going through the magazines and whatnot and pulling out these pictures, you know, of the life that I desire to create for myself. In the beginning, it was very, very, very hard for me because it was hard for me to wrap my mind around that I can have beautiful things, you know, that I can have the beautiful home, the luxury cars, you know, and all the other materialistic things that I would see. So it was hard for me to grasp that, you know, and to put myself in that car and to put myself in that home and to put myself into these different places that I would desire to go, you know, whether it be going on a cruise or going on a shopping spree or whatever, you know. It was hard to see that, you know, even in for the relationship, seeing pictures of couples in love, holding hands, and I'm just being honest, you know, of all of that good, great stuff. I can have this. It's hard to see me with all of that stuff. So I had to release the thought of lack and limitation and not good enough so that I could see that, yes, I have the opportunity. No one can create my life but me. I am the co-creator of my life. God is the creator. He created my life, but now I get the opportunity to create what it is that I want in my life. I want good health. I want good wealth. I want prosperity. I want abundance. I want the materialistic things of life. I can create that by flipping through the pages and taking time to cut and paste and place it where I want it in my life and how I want it and everything, right down to the scent of the fragrance that I want in my house, in my car. Wow. Okay. So I just started doing this, Z, going through the magazines because I had a hard time doing vision boards because I just could not see my things that I truly desire. So I had to change my way of thinking. So this is with a transformation of the mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as we all learned that, renew, re means to do again. I had to renew my mind from that old way of thinking, from lack and limitation. I had to go from not having enough to having abundance. And it's a beautiful thing. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So once my mind gets renewed, my thinking is not the same. So if my thinking is not the same, my doing is not the same. So I'm not creating stuff that's not really there, that I think is there, that which is the lack and limitation. I've never been in lack and limitation. But because of my mindset, what I was saying, I wasn't looking at what I already had. I was looking at what I don't have. So since I don't have it, I can't have it, even though I can turn the pages and look at it, and I can cut and paste. So I can turn these pages, I can cut and paste, and create my life. I want this house right here. I want this car right here. Yes, I want this patio furniture on it right here. And I'm going on cruises. I can fly here for lunch and come back and fly somewhere else for dinner if I desire. I have the authority, I have the power, I have the ability to do it all. Because of me being renewed, by me not saying no, I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes to my life. I say yes to prosperity. I say yes to good health. I say yes to my money. I'm not clutching my money and holding it tight. Let it go. Let it flow so it can grow and come back to me tenfold. Yes. Yes. I see myself with a multitude of women. I see us gathering together, firm in love to ourselves. I see us growing and prospering in our lives. I see us with more than enough. Yes. I see us being strong and powerful and standing in our gifts. Yes, I see that in me. I'm feeling that in me. I am woman. I am strong. Hear me roar. Woo! Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. I am stepping across, I am walking across the stage. See, I'm not limping. There's no pain no more. So all of that has been gone. Now, I am walking across that stage. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm good. I'm great. Thank you.
Woo! Listen, listen, listen. Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I am talking about. Speak your truth out loud, Miss Jackie. Girl, I heard you. The universe heard you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I felt it. Oh, wow. I want you to go back and listen to this recording. I want you to listen to yourself. I want you to hear you speak your truth out loud. Miss Jacqueline Cradle. Oh, I'm right there with you, sis. Ooh, having everything you could want or desire. Traveling and all the places, exotic places all over the world, having your nice car. There's somebody driving for you. Dang, let me sit in the back seat and let somebody do the driving for me. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Going to some fantastic restaurants where they place the napkin in your lap. They might even wipe the tip of your lips. I don't know, maybe some places. Go to some fabulous spa places. You know, oh my goodness, getting those awesome massages, sitting out on the beach. Girl, anything you want, you can have. Anything you want, you can have. So, family, it's your turn. If anybody wants to press the number one to get into the queue, share your dream. What is your truth today? Do you have a vision for yourself? Press the number one to get into the queue to share your dreams, wish goals and desires. And in the meantime, I'm going to share this from the book, The Magic. We were reading in that earlier this week on Monday with our amazing Khadija Ali. Rhonda Byrne says, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, which means you must form in your mind a likeness or an image of what you want, which is what you just did, Jackie. Then to attract your desire to you, you have to feel as though it's yours. Now, I know you was feeling that feeling, Miss Jackie. Feel as though it's yours. I felt you feel it. So that how you feel is also like how you would feel when you had what you wanted. Like, put yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Feel how it feels to climb in that back seat of that car and just nestle yourself down in that soft leather and say, driver, take me to the airport. I'm on my way to wherever you want to be. Yes. The easiest way to do that is to be grateful for what you want before you've received it. If it never occurred to you before to use gratitude to receive what you want, you have now discovered another of its magical powers. The very words and the Holy Scriptures promise exactly that. Whoever has gratitude now will be given more in the future, and he or she will have an abundance. Let me read that again. Whoever has gratitude now will be given more in the future, and he or she will have an abundance. Hallelujah. Gratitude is something you must have before you can receive, not something that you simply do after something good has happened. Most people are grateful after they receive something good, but to make all your wishes come true, Miss Jackie, to make all your wishes come true, family, and to change your entire life by filling it with riches in every area, you must be grateful before and after. You must be grateful before and after. Wow. So, Miss Jackie, I'm just saying, with that share that you just gave, I could feel your joy and your gratitude that you already have it. You're doing your work. The feeling gets the blessing. And that's what Robert Ike said, the feeling gets the blessing. You are doing your work. You are doing what needs to be done so that you can create from the inside out. Reverend Ike said, all the good that I desire is an inside job. Prosperity is an inside job. Having what you want, Jackie, family, is an inside job. Do you see it? Can you feel it? What does it mean to you to have the things, to be with what you want to do, to go where you want to go? How does it feel to be on that jet plane? I don't know. I keep going back to when Janine was sharing her plane ride over to Korea on this fabulous jet. Oh, my goodness. Plus seats. Nothing like I had ever experienced. You weren't all sitting all close together. No, you had plenty of space to move around. Oh, that's how I want to travel. That's what I'm talking about. Traveling first class, going to some of the most beautiful places on the planet. That's just me because I love to travel. You know, maybe your dream is that you like shopping, so you can go to the most fabulous places to shop. Shopping on Hollywood Boulevard or somewhere. Ah, so many. There's so many things that we can create. We can create our life. We do create our life. We're already creating it. But is it what we really want? That's the question. Is it what we really want? So, Jacqueline, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with the family before we release the line this morning?
You know, I was listening to what you were reading about what Rhonda Burns was saying, and she said that be in gratitude now for the future. But you know what? Tomorrow is the future. The yesterday is gone, and today is the present, and tomorrow is the future. So the words that you speak today can be your manifestation for tomorrow. So everything that we have on the inside, the manifestation, what we receive is the manifestation of what's going on the inside. I just want to put that out there.
Ashe. Woo! I heard that, wise woman. What you speak today is the manifestation for tomorrow. And a perfect example of that is when Reverend Ike said to that minister, pray for that house that you want. It's okay to ask God for that house. And the very next day, what did she have? She had
the house. And a car.
Yeah, she definitely had. And a car. She said, well, God, I got a carport here, so put something in there for me to drive. I love it. My God. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to have shared this day. As part of this day with you, Jackie, with you family, Love Journey family, we love you, love you, love you so much. We appreciate you. And I know that after this experience that you're going to be thinking differently about who you are. You're going to be feeling differently about who you are. You're going to let those dreams come up and burst forth out of the inside of you. Whether you write it down, whether you put it on a vision board, you're going to keep it in your consciousness because you know that the only way for it to be done is from the inside out. And I'm wishing you all a blessed, fabulous, prosperous, amazing, love-filled, money-filled, happy, joy-filled day and life. Jackie, I'm turning it over to you to lead us out, baby girl. I love you.
Yes, yes. I love you. Thank you so very much. Family, be sure to sit in with us on tomorrow morning as we have our Millionaire Conversation Cafe with our Chastity A. Wells as we read it from the book Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols and the words of our Lady Love, Janine and Ingram. Your life is a gift from God. And what you do if your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love because love is the only choice. And family, let's not just dream our God-sized dream, but let's live our God-sized dream. Let's have poetry in our life as our life is a rhythm of flows and happiness and our joys. And you are the creator. So create good things in your life because your life is good. Amen. Ashe. Peace and blessings.
Amen. Ashe. Peace and blessings. And one
mine.